You're listening to the Sharks Audio Network. Now, here's your host, Ted Ramey.
Time for another off-season check-in, this time with Mario Ferraro, who I spoke with last week. Gave us the down low on what he's been up to since the Shark season came to an end. All right, we are now joined by Mario Ferraro of the San Jose Sharks. Mr. Ferraro, what's going on, man? How are you doing?
I'm good. Thank you for having me, Ted. I'm good. I'm just back in Toronto here. I've been here for about a month now. Obviously training and keeping up with things, but I'm excited. I'm ready to go back to San Jose in a few weeks.
You obviously had, though, a busy offseason. I know you did another one of your big cross-country trips where you're out there hiking and taking in all sorts of sites and national parks. Where did you get to this summer?
Yeah, I did. I did that. This is the second year in a row that I kind of did that sort of trip. I was kind of all over the place, to be honest. But on the road trip specifically, we were sticking to the West Coast. So I went down to Malibu. And on the way there, I was in Pismo Beach, Santa Barbara. And then obviously stopped in Malibu. Then we went up to Yosemite, went through Lake Tahoe as well, Mount Shasta, Oregon, all the way up to Seattle. So we kind of did the whole thing. You know, it took us like, did it over about 2 weeks. It was a lot of moving around, jumping around, but it was super fun. We had the dog with us, picked up a dog on the way, which was crazy. I got engaged on that trip, which is another crazy thing. So it was a fun time. A lot of different places to see and a lot of new places that I've never seen before. So we enjoyed it.
Yeah, that's awesome, man. And, you know, you bring up the engagements, and we were riffing before we started recording how it seems like it was just yesterday that you were a rookie. You know, I remember you making a name for yourself, and, you know, obviously you were a good interview, so we liked you right away. But, you know, like, you came in as like a kid out of college, and now you're on the cusp of getting married. You see all these dudes coming in, 17, 18, 19. You know, they're young kids. Like, is it a trip to you? Like, have you changed from that kid coming into college, whereas now you're about to get married, you're on that next level of your life where you're looking at these kids who were, you were a half decade ago?
Yeah, it is pretty wild. I mean, I don't feel different, to be honest. Like, I feel the same, but like when I look back or like I think about where I am now, it does really fly by. Like, I remember, like, an example kind of like that got me thinking about this was when Patty, you know, hit the games played record. And, you know, they were showing videos about when he came into the league, and then he got married, then he had kids, and then he, like, all these different accolades that he reached. And like, it's crazy. Now I'm thinking like, holy, like, I came in the league, now I'm engaged, which is wild. And then these younger kids are coming to the league, and they were the same age that I was when I first came in. It's so weird, but yeah, it does fly by. And the biggest thing is I'm trying to just enjoy every bit of it. Cause I'm just, you know, you just want to soak it all in. So I'm pumped up to be able to kind of, you know, meet these younger guys that are coming in. And I could kind of put myself in their shoes a little bit. So that's pretty cool. But yeah, it's exciting times. I guess a good message to those young guys would be to just slow it down. Like, don't let time by go too fast. Just enjoy every bit of it.
Yeah, man. I mean, like, you look at Macklin Celebrini, he's 17 going on 18. Will Smith is obviously super young. Same thing with Quentin Musty, Sam Dickinson. Like, do you plan, because you're part of that leadership core of the team, do you plan on talking with those guys and, you know, explaining to them, like, what's been going on the last couple of years? Like, I know these guys aren't naive. They're aware of the NHL, but there is a difference from being a prospect. Like, even somebody as professional as Macklin is, like, I was impressed as a 17-year-old. I was like, I was not like that, man. That kid is way more mature than I was. But there's still a difference between being a prospect and then making that transition to the pros. I mean, you got to see Jumbo. You got to see Brent Burns. You got to see Patty. You got to see those guys do it up close and personal.
Yeah, I think, you know, I'd reach out to Celebrini and Smith, just sort of introducing myself. And you know, obviously, they're going to be a big part of the organization. So, you know, I think the goal and sort of, you know, communicating with these guys and getting to know them is just making them feel comfortable and feeling a part of the organization right away. And, Obviously, I know when I came in, I was nervous, a little nervous coming into the locker room and stuff like that, and being around all these veteran guys. But the biggest thing for me was that Bernsie and Jumbo and Cooch, like, they made me feel comfortable, and they made me feel like I was a part of the, part of the little family that they had. And I think that that's important for these young guys coming in too, to realize and to be, to know that they're a part of this. And, it's more than just a team. They're going to be, they're going to be a Shark for a long time. So, I don't think I've sort of explained what's been happening the last couple of years, because I don't think that that's important. I think that what's important is what's up, what's ahead of us, and where we are right now. I've moved on from last year and the years before, because I'm focused on growing and getting better, and having a better bounce back year this season. So I don't think that, that should be talked about, because now it's a new year, it's a fresh start. But we're excited for, I know we're all excited to meet each other and to see each other again. So it's gonna be a good camp. I'm pumped up to get along and get to know these guys, and sort of, show them the way a little bit, and then as well for me to learn from them. And all these young guys coming in got more skill than I do, so I got a lot to learn from them. So it's going to be fun. It's going to be a good training camp.
They're going to have to learn from you, though, about getting along with everybody. Because, you say you were nervous when you first came in, but I mean, you're a very sociable guy. People get along with you very quickly. You're easygoing. Like, you may have been nervous, but I don't think anybody noticed it. Whereas for a lot of these younger kids, they probably will come in and be a little bit quiet and a little bit awkward. Like that, I figured imparting a little bit of yourself onto them will be a big part of the process, even though maybe not everybody might not want your volume all the time.
Yeah, I could get a little bit obnoxious here and there, but they're gonna have to deal with it. They'll learn that. No, I agree. Like, I mean, they're in the right for being, a little more quiet when you come in. I think it's up to the people around them to make them feel comfortable, and kind of open them up a little bit and gel them in. Because that's what I know the vets did for me when I came in. Yeah, I'm naturally pretty loud. I grew up in a
We're
loud
in good
family.
company.
Yeah. Thank you. So, yeah, I think that I think we'll be just they'll be just fine in our locker room. Guys will make them feel great.
Let's talk about the new head coach, Ryan Warsawski. Are you a Warzy guy or a Warzo guy? Because I've heard players call him both now in the last couple weeks.
I feel like I mix it up every time. I feel like I do a little bit of both, but mostly Warsaw, I think.
Okay. Are you
Yeah.
pretty stoked for him? Like, that dude exudes energy. It's wild. Like, I love, just in brief interviews we've done with him up to this point, he's so stoked for this, and like that makes me stoked.
Yeah, I mean, I love Warsaw. He like the last couple of years, he's been a guy that I really felt comfortable talking to, like an easy person to approach, and ask him, what can I work on? What can I do here? How can I be better? And even just to like rant sometimes about my game, or where I'm struggling and stuff like that. So I'm excited to see what he can do at the head coaching job, because he does bring that energy. Even through the last couple seasons where we've had tough moments, he always came into the rink like, fired up and ready to go. But he admits too sometimes when it could be hard, right? Like, it could be hard, parts of the season could be hard, but he never lets it affect him, and he's always ready to go. And like, I'm really stoked for him. I think he's gonna do a great job. I see myself and the character of the room, a lot of guys' character in the room, in him, which I think is really important. He kind of brings that same energy, that like player energy, like he would want to be out there and get involved. So I think it's solid. I think we have a good opportunity this year, and I don't think there's a better person than Warsaw that's going to try and take full advantage of it.
Yeah, and the other thing is, I was telling my kids, I was like, yeah, the new head coach of the Sharks, he's young. I was like, he's only 5 years, younger than me. And they were like, well, Dad, that's not that young. I was like, easy. That's
Yeah,
pretty young.
that's a jab.
But it was like, I feel like one of the things that is cool about that, and I don't think it's the reason he got hired, but he does understand the modern landscape of, the pressure the prospects are under. Like, there's always been hockey circles. Dudes have always talked, but you get these kids in hockey now. Like, they've been talked about on podcasts and social media since they were like 14, 15 years old. Like that's a new dynamic the Warzo understands. And like, he understands a lot of the aspects of the modern athlete. Not that other coaches in the NHL don't or previously didn't, but he grew up with it at the same time, just like you did.
Yeah, there's definitely like, there's a lot more attention, you know, that comes with being a good hockey player and you know, putting up, you know, good numbers and having a good, you know, college career like Celebrini did and Bedard did. And these guys, they get a lot of attention around the league. And I, you know, I think that that's going to be the case for us as a whole this year, as Sharks in general, because I do think that we're going to have a lot more action around us. I think, you know, there's been good changes that have been made and good additions to the team. So I think it's important for him to kind of feel that and sort of help us not focus on it and sort of just focus on ourselves and build what we have in our room and let the rest of the stuff and the success take care of itself. So I think he's got that mindset. I'm excited.
Just looking big picture at hockey right now, just I feel like the popularity has never been higher. I think social media does play a huge part of that because, you know, it was like a couple of years ago, like the Michigan kind of caught on, and then like now every kid at every rink in America is taking a video on social media of them doing that. But like the moves, the highlights, it's so natural for it to be disseminated on social media, on Instagram, on TikTok. And then you also have the new TV deal with TNT. Like I feel like, do you feel like you're more popular today than you would have been if you had played 10, 15 years ago? I mean, I just feel like, you know, there's that whole ad campaign of like the next, you know, golden era of the NHL is now. And it's like, a lot of times it's like hyperbole, but I do feel like that is true. Like the attention that's paid to the NHL right now, to hockey players in general, like it's never been like this before.
Yeah, I think so. I think you're right. I think I think a lot of sports are kind of growing. I think people are like, you know, an example right now is golf. Like I think like golf has really taken off since these guys have been like having YouTube channels and right. Stuff like that. And it's really like grown the game of golf. And I think like hockey is the same thing. I think these younger players coming in and doing really well and performing really well and creatively and bringing their own style to the game, I think is like really growing it as well. I think younger kids are starting to be more interested in it and it's growing region to region. So I definitely think it is a little bit different now, especially because social media carries a lot of it too. Like it spreads the word a lot easier as well. So there's definitely a lot more excitement and hype around the game.
You got some new teammates this year. I was just asking Matt Benning about this. Anybody now on the Sharks that you have to go up to and say, hey, sorry for blowing you up, you know, along the boards a year ago or something like that?
Probably got a few of them. I'm probably due for a couple good hits against me every game. My helmet's on a 45 degree angle usually. I don't know. I like it. I kind of like it. It's because you like to get to meet new players from different teams and yeah. You're always wondering, wow, that guy's a, like some games you'll play and like, I hate that guy. And then you play with him. He's like, he's the nicest guy ever. And it's like, you kind of get that feeling. So I'm excited to meet new guys. And I always love that.
Yeah. No, I was asking Matt Benning about this the other day and he was just saying, he's like, yeah, he's like, there were guys that played against him. He's like, we hated each other. We were teammates. Suddenly we became best friends. Is there of the new guys, do you have any existing relationships like other than playing against, say, like a Tyler Toffoli?
No, not really. So it's most of it's going to be a fresh relationship with most of the guys that came in. However, there's one guy that is going to be on the team again, and that's Goody because he actually assisted on my first ever NHL goal. So he's going to be a guy that I have a relationship with, but I had already played with him before. I didn't know him outside of playing with him in the NHL or playing against him. Sorry. So I knew him prior. I'd already played with him. Obviously, you remember that, but he's a really good guy. I'm pumped up to play with him again. I know I was pretty bummed when he got traded that year, but also happy for him, obviously, for the success he had the 2 years after that, or that same year in COVID, having won two Stanley Cups. So He's an awesome dude. I think he's gonna really help us out. He's gonna help the locker room a ton. Just his character, his energy. So, yeah, I'm pumped up.
Yeah, and I think like that's the vibe I've gotten from everybody is, just a lot of excitement for the new season. And it's been since April 18th, man. That was the last game. That was a while ago. And I'm stoked for the new season. And even though we've got a little bit of ways to go, but I feel like there is more excitement. Like you got through, like you've been here for a while. You've been through this process that the team has been going through. And now it feels like everybody's ready to take a big step forward. Like I'm not trying to put expectations. I'm sure you have your own, but it just does feel like the overall viewpoint, the overall direction of the franchise, it's always been on a certain path for the last couple of years that was necessary, but now it feels like it's very much pointed in a positive direction that even though there was positivity last year, and I give you a lot of credit for that, Logan, even though he was injured, I always thought that his positivity everywhere was palpable, but it does feel like people are very excited for this upcoming season.
Yeah, I definitely think it feels different this summer than it has in the past. I just had a call with someone before this, and I said the same thing that I always feel confident before every season. I'm always excited for a fresh start. Obviously there's been a lot of doubt the last couple of years, a few years for the Sharks, but every year I always think that we can prove ourselves to be, a competitive, real good hockey team, and I'm always excited for a fresh start. So I don't think anything changes for my mindset this year or any of us in that locker room. Every guy in there has something to prove individually, and we're all excited to get out there. But I definitely do agree with you that it feels a little different this year. I think we've learned every year we learn more and more about ourselves as individuals and what we can do better to be as a team. We kind of learn where we lacked and what we need to do better at. So I think that, at this point, a lot of us are saying enough is enough, kind of. And here we go. This is an important year, and yeah, it's more expectations, but it's ones that we hold on ourselves. We're not focused on the expectations that others have for us. I think we're just focused on the ones we have in ourselves, and we got to this level because we set ourselves the high standards. And I think that that's what we're going to prove this year is how we can bounce back from last year. And I think that all the changes that were made are very exciting ones, and we're ready to show the league and earn our respect back.
What is the most exciting part of all this as you head back to training camp?
Just to get back with the boys. Like I love, like I miss being in the room. Like I miss being on the road with the guys. Like it's the best part about playing hockey is just the relationships you build and the people that you meet, and having fun both on and off the ice with the guys. And I think that's what I'm most excited about. We got a bunch of new guys to meet and build relationships with, and a bunch of guys to see again that we haven't seen since April. So that's what I'm most excited for. I'm most excited to get back into the swing of things, and I'm ready to enjoy it.
Right on, man. Well, I know you got stuff to do, so I will let you go. But I appreciate your time as always, and I will see you soon. All right.
Thanks, Ted. Appreciate you having me.
Again, that is Mario Ferraro joining us on the Sharks Audio Network. Be sure to check out some of our other offseason check-ins with William Eklund, Henry Thrun, Fabian Zetterlund, Luke Cunnan, Matt Benning, and more. For the San Jose Sharks, I'm Ted Ramey signing off.
This podcast can be found for download under Sharks Hockey Digest on iTunes, Google, and Spotify. And on demand anytime on the Sharks Plus SAP Center app. All music by Yogi Yen.